And now, the KHMB feature story of the week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB feature story of the week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Life on the beautiful coastside is special indeed, but are you truly prepared for the unexpected? Earthquakes, tsunamis, wildfires, we talk about it a lot, but being ready makes all the difference in the world. I'm Mike Dale, and today on Feature Story of the Week, KHMB, in partnership with the San Mateo County Department of Emergency Management, invite you to the 21st annual San Mateo County Disaster Preparedness Day, happening Saturday, August 2nd. This is absolutely free. It's your chance to learn vital skills, get expert advice, and gather resources to protect your home and family. You can meet the emergency responders, explore interactive exhibits, and get your questions answered. With me in the KHMB Zoom room today are Carrie Guittard, a strategist with the San Mateo County Emergency Management Team, and Sandra Furpo, Emergency Management Coordinator, Project Manager, for the upcoming Disaster Preparedness Day. Welcome to Feature Story of the Week.
Thank you so much. Thanks for inviting us.
We always talk about preparedness, but we never really are prepared as consumers, right? So this is your 21st annual Preparedness Day. How has technology, how have things changed over the last 21 years?
Technology is our way of life, right? Cell phones are everywhere. They are ubiquitous. We rely on them for everything. And that's a great tool. And we should have them. And as such, we have technology to hopefully match that, and such as our SMC alert. Every county in California has an alert and warning system. Ours is called SMC alert. But if you live or work or travel into other counties, you might want to consider having their alert and warning system placed onto your phone. And that's just information. It's an excellent tool to have so that you can make the best decision for you and your family when the time comes.
Carrie, tell us about the Preparedness Day on Saturday, August 2nd. What are we going to see if we migrate from the coast of Half Moon Bay, Pacifica, El Granado, over to San Mateo at the convention center?
Okay, well, you have to be there. I'm a Pacifica resident, and this is the 21st annual, and I lived in Pacifica for almost 20 years, and I never knew that this event was even taking place. So I know sometimes on the coast, we don't like to leave the coast, but this is one time you absolutely should leave the coast, because we know what it's like to live with power outages and different, you know, threats and warnings on the daily. And this is just a great, fun way to get better prepared and to learn at a deeper level about, you know, a number of different aspects of disaster preparedness that we normally don't think of on the daily. Everything from, you know, go bags, not just for yourself, but for your kids. As a parent, I'm going to have my kids there, which I'm really excited about. There's an entire kids emergency corner where they get to get prepared, but also for your pets. And I'm going to challenge everyone to consider having an extra go bag that you can then give to a neighbor or someone who may not be able to, you know, come to the event or be able to prepare like we are, because we want to make sure that everyone is ready for what comes. And then beyond that, you know, Sandra has done an extraordinary job building out this event. There's almost 20 different demonstrations, activities. You're going to have firefighters doing a cooking demo, which, you know, and you can even try an extinguisher. If you've always wanted to practice with a fire extinguisher, this is your chance. But you also can learn about CPR and just a number of different aspects of disaster preparedness in a fun environment. And it's just going to be a great day, and everything's free.
Now, what is in a go bag?
The mistake that people make often is they think they have to pack everything in the kitchen sink inside of a go bag. Your go bag, as it sounds, is something you can grab and go at a moment's notice and should be able to keep you comfortable for the first 3 to 5 days of any disaster. The first 3 days of any disaster is going to be very chaotic. And everything that we can do in advance to minimize that stress, lower the stress, would be so helpful to you at that stressful time. So things like a change of clothes, even underwear and a pair of comfortable shoes. You want to have any medications that you take. You want to have 3 to 5 days worth of that. Because in the first few days of a disaster, pharmacies are going to be, you know, not able to supply things very easily. easily. If you have any dietary limitations whatsoever, any allergies, you want to have something that you can eat, a non-perishable bar of some type that you can eat. And then you want to have something fun in your go bag. You want to have a book or your sewing project or a puzzle or a deck of cards, something to keep you entertained. In a disaster, it's the famous line is, hurry up and wait. And you want to be sure that you have stuff to do in your downtime that can relax you and help you relax and get past the craziness. First of all, we'll have a class in English, Spanish, and Mandarin on how to pack a go bag at the event, and make sure that you go into the buildings as well as see all the displays outdoors. You'll get a lot of supplies. People will be giving away all kinds of things. We even have a law firm that has been representing the Altadena survivors from the wildfires in Altadena in Southern California, and they have realized that people need good information and go bag information. So they are there with information and supplies to get you started on packing your own go bag. Each person should have their own go bag, and you should be able to carry your own go bag, and that includes the kids.
It just sounds like another backpack when you're going on vacation, right?
Absolutely.
But only accelerated, obviously. A super backpack, if you will.
Your super overnight bag, yes, exactly.
And I would just add that the other thing, too, that most people don't think about is to have some cash. I know every place is going cashless, but I have 3 go bags. I have one for myself at home as well as my family members, and then I have one at the office, and I have one in my car. And every single one of those go bags has small bills. And the reason that's important is, again, because if even credit card or any digital access and power issues and that goes down, that is good to have on hand. And then what we learned during the Wildfire Ready event that we held this past spring, we had a number of survivors from the LA wildfires. And one of the things that they said that may seem very simple but often overlooked, the best decision they ever made was taking their important documents, making sure they had copies of them and in a box right in their garage. So the minute that they were given to evacuate, they grabbed that box, put it in their trunk, and that made all the difference when they were able to, you know, just reconstitute everything and make sure that they had all of their papers in order. The other thing, too, that insurance companies were advising people of there, whether you own your own home or you live in an apartment, is to just take a video of your space so that you do have an accounting of all your belongings. So it's little tips like this when we have these sorts of events where we have people sharing their stories and practical insight. So it's just a wealth of information in one place. Plus you get free hot dogs. So, I mean, there you go.
We've taken out every excuse. It's free parking, free admission, free resources, free classes, and free hot dogs. Yes. The kids will be able to climb all over, you know, fire engines and backhoes and all kinds of great stuff. And if you had any questions about insurance, for example, the United policyholders will be there. If you're wondering how to make your property, your yard, your home more fire resistant, we have a spectacular display from the UC Master Gardeners who'll be there, and they do a terrific job of explaining how to use landscaping effectively to protect your home, make your home more fire resistant, and use drought resistant plants. So it's a win-win.
You're listening to Feature Story of the Week. My name is Mike Dale, and a very special edition today. With me is Carrie Guittard, strategist with the San Mateo County Emergency Management Department, and Sandra Furpo, project manager of the Disaster Preparedness Day. What happens if we are isolated along the coast side? What is going to help us with our go bag and whatever else we have if we have isolated communication?
In a disaster, after disaster, what's the first thing everyone's going to do? Everyone's going to be on their cell phones trying to reach loved ones, make sure they're okay, and the bandwidth is going to go down to zero. So using your cell phone may not be the most effective thing to do. So having an emergency plan for communications with your family is important. You may not be able to contact them via cell phone immediately after disaster. Things you can do. You can have an out-of-state, out-of-area contact. Long-distance calls have a slightly better chance of getting out in those cases. So make sure you have someone that everyone knows to call. I have my brother in Arizona. Everyone in my family knows. Call him. Do a quick check-in. Hey, we just had an earthquake. I'm fine. I'm at work. I will stay here. Or I'm going to go over to, you know, mom's house and check on her. And then I can check back with him in an hour and see he's heard from my husband, my daughters, my cousin, whomever, and get that information. And what does that do? That lowers the temperature, you know, lowers the stress. It's very important to help you keep your calm so that you can then focus on what you need to do next. Something else you can do is change the outgoing greeting on your phone, because often they'll try to call you and they'll get your voicemail, your greeting. So you can say, hey, it's Sandra. We just had an earthquake. I'm at work. I'm safe. Talk to you soon.
I can't thank you guys enough. Carrie Guittard, Sandra Firpo, we are so excited to partner with you on this special day. Saturday, August 2nd, the 21st annual San Mateo County Disaster Preparedness Day. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The 21st annual San Mateo County Disaster Preparedness Day is from 10 to 2 on Saturday, August 2nd. We encourage all of you Coastsiders to be there. A lot of fun for the entire family. I'm Mike Dale for Feature Story of the Week.
Thanks to contributor Mike Dale for our Feature Story of the Week. And this reminder, KHMB Radio is your emergency broadcast station for the San Mateo County Mid-Coast. Always have a battery-operated radio on hand and make sure it is tuned to either 100.9 FM or AM 1710. For Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson.